What up, Review fam? Want a new car, but don't want to deal with the shady dealerships? Too many hurdles to jump through? You got to hit up our guy, Arthur, WMC Autos now. They have the best relationship with all the dealers in the greater Los Angeles area, so they're able to get the best deals around. They don't only do deals on leases, but they can also get the best prices for purchasing a new vehicle, too. Head on over to WMCAutos.com. That's WMCAutos.com. And make sure to fill out a credit app to get approved today. Or call 818-484-8187. Tell them JB and Beanie Blue sent you.
Want to play, then I'm getting the fuck out of here. I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the three-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you fucking guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and fucking tired of an 8-10 record. I'm fucking tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to fuck around this week.
You are now listening to the JB and Benny Blue Review.
Back.
Baby, that's right.
Oh, man, it feels fucking weird as hell, bro. The fact that we don't do this every week anymore, like during football season.
We're like a band getting back together every week.
Yeah, exactly.
Other week, we should say.
I'm going to be the drunk member in the band, of course, you know, saying the one that never really shows up on time.
Without David Ruffin, y'all ain't nothing.
Right. Exactly. But I got
we were in Cleveland 2 weeks ago.
I got the pristine vocals, you know what I'm saying? I'm the one that, you know what I'm saying, that the hell is coming to see. You feel me?
You goddamn right. And speaking of which, in case you forgot what these fucking savage voices sounds like, we're back. JB and Benny Blue Review is back.
That's right.
For your listening pleasure.
And if you listen to us, which you know you are, that little bitty voice that you heard that said what she said, that was my youngest daughter, who just happened to turn six. She's
the official cheerleader of the Review.
She's the official cheerleader and the mascot of the Review. You know what I'm saying? She's a savage baby, if you will.
Savage baby.
My youngest daughter, Sparrow Rain Bridges. All right. Getting her in the show business early. This is how we do it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But Benny, good to be back, man.
Yeah, we're back.
A lot of crazy shit going on in the world.
As always.
Even crazier shit going on where we live, of course, in the greater L.A. area.
Yes.
In particular, the Hollywood, North Hollywood section of the city.
Of Los Angeles.
I know who Arts District, man. We love our people, appreciate our people, man. It's a bunch of fucking weirdos out here.
Yep.
But hey, we embrace it, man.
Yes.
We show love, they show love, and
keeps us on our toes, people.
Exactly how it goes, man.
Yes. We're also back on Instagram Live.
Yes, sir. How we doing IG Live? What's happening?
Follow us at JB and Benny Blue. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube.
Oh, man.
The visual content is here, and it's live. Coming soon, probably actually this week. We're going to be introducing a new visual segment for the fans of hood classic movies out there and beyond. Savage Peace Theater. You will get our live and direct reaction to iconic scenes from some of ours and your favorite movies.
Man.
It's going to be dope.
More
shit like that coming. Shout out to the Trends Collab family. You will see here a new post for for the Don't Be Dumb gear. The website is officially launching all that stuff, and they are ready to take your orders.
Yes,
people,
yes.
So get your pre-orders popping. We'll make sure to tag that up so you can find it, all that good stuff. Man, JB and Benny Blue Review for all your past episodes, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, CastBox, iHeartRadio, all those places you can find us. Yeah, man.
Shit.
You know, notice I only did the one shot this week. CastBox is fucking with you. But damn it, you can listen to us everywhere.
Ain't showing love. If you can follow us on IG, what you've done, and you can send a damn check. You know, it's just that simple.
Soon come. We're getting there. But the main thing is we're getting our visual content up.
That's right.
And of course, as the reviewers know, over these last few weeks, we've had some illustrious guests from the Laugh Mob, Laugh Tracks family, True TV.
Shout out to Laugh Mob.
Yeah, run those episodes back.
If you haven't checked out Laugh Tracks on True TV, man, Wednesday nights at 11 o'clock on the East Coast, is like 8.
Yeah.
Man, if you ain't checked those out, man, please treat yourself. Go watch that shit. It is fucking hilarious. You will be laughing your ass off, man. Laugh Tracks and Laugh Mob is unreal. It is the dopest shit ever. If you don't know anything about it, man, it's an actual stand-up comedian, but they are reenacting the stand-up skit.
So you can actually see what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Literally.
They're acting out the bit. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And it's already been announced. Our guy Tech told us behind the scenes after we had his episode. Make sure to run that back if you want to learn about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Janae Thompson. She was on it as well.
What up, Queen?
More lovely ladies coming from the show as well in these next few episodes. But it's been officially announced because they did the press for it. Season 2. It got picked up for season 2.
Uh-oh.
So more shit coming. Your boy, the Great Bludini.
That's right.
You may maybe instead of just seeing me playing different characters, you might see me talking about some of these bits.
You might actually get a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Your man's might get. I cannot either confirm, as they say, nor deny.
Right.
That will have bits. So.
Might actually get a story on it. And you might see the boy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and
might
don't
see
get twisted.
Your boy, you know what I'm saying, making his acting debut. My debut, because I did. If people, you want to see some funny shit.
I don't even know about this shit.
CPI Security, me and my guy Evan Mathis, we call him Ogre. We did commercials for CPI Security in 06 through 08 for.
Hilarious.
And when we were with the Carolina Panthers, man.
Please find that clip. Reviewers, tag us.
No words said. All right, but we were the face and the body of CPI Security.
We were just hemming somebody up, powerbombing somebody.
Always saving little kids, hemming up burglars. We were the action that was taking place. All right, when CPI Security kicked in.
Yep.
So if you find that, man, go to YouTube, look up CPI Security, man. You'll see me and Evan Mathis doing that. So it's not my acting
debut.
Reviewers,
find it, please tag us. I gotta see that.
We'll be back on point. Doing the acting thing. Hell, I'm built for it.
Yeah, we've already confirmed that. JB will definitely be having some sort of involvement, whether he's playing a fucking security guard or, like, you know what I mean? Like a fucking angel or something. Right. You know what I mean?
Angry boyfriend. Definitely do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely a role, and you will see him on that for season two as well.
Yeah,
Moving right along, as you can tell, now that football season's over, JB alluded to, we're on our every other week schedule.
That's right.
We want to give you a little bit more visuals and give you a nice, good podcast to sit with for a week, week and a half.
And the beauty of that, of us doing it every other week, is we get to have guests.
Correct.
All right, guests that are doing great things. Like the guests we have this week, man.
Speaking of comedy,
you know what I'm saying? I've known this young man forever, it seems like. We both went to the University of Southern Mississippi. I think Merck is a couple years younger than me. He is a comedian. He has a twin brother. These are fun facts, okay, for you guys.
Bio talk.
He was on Kevin Hart's, what's it called again?
Heart of the City.
The Heart of the City, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Hart, Heart of the City, man, tore that up. And he's looking to get out here to the West Side.
LA.
You know what I'm saying? To get in the mix with these cats out here. My brother, you know what I'm saying? I know this kid forever, man. It's just warm in my heart, man. My boy Merck B. Williams. How we doing, bro?
Welcome, sir. Welcome to the review.
I'm good, man. You know, I'm straight. I'm fresh off my trip from Wakanda.
Okay. Look, I've heard the tickets are cheap now, you know what I'm saying?
Every game, because they got the rush.
Yeah. So,
two for ones.
I'm sure Ben can tell you,
Ben
don't make no damn money. So, you know, we had to wait 3 weeks after the movie came out.
That's right.
So, as a matter of fact, a fun fact for cheap people like me who ain't got no damn money, United Artists Theaters are $6 on Sunday. So,
Sunday matinee.
Fun fact.
Absolutely.
That's a major key. That ain't no fun fact, though, but that's a major key right there. That's a major key alert.
Right.
Yep.
I splurged on my latest thing for the $6. That says a lot about me.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's all right, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I tell you what, you know what I'm saying? The smart man with his money, you know what I'm saying, ends up being the smarter man with his money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? So dropping that game. Dropping that game. Merck, what's going on with you, man? Like, hey, we need to know. The reviewers need to know, man. First of all, thanks for coming on our show, man. The reviewers need to know what's up with you, man. What's up with Merck? Well, who is Merck, man? What's going on with you, brother?
Man, first of all, man, thank you guys, man. I appreciate you guys. Taking the time to have me on for the people, for like the big people out there who have no clue who I am, and the few people who did watch Comedy Central.
Right.
I'm Murphy Williams, man, comedian, host, writer as well, soon to be actor and some other stuff, man. I'm originally from Greenville, Mississippi, a small town in Mississippi Delta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm based out of Jackson, Mississippi right now, and like I said, I just made my national TV debut back in November, here Kevin Hart's Heart of the City on Comedy Central. So that's a really, really big deal, really big step for me in stand-up comedy, especially being from Mississippi, because it's one of those places where a lot of people don't know that comedy even exists.
Right.
And so for us to be able to get that kind of exposure and to kind of well to be chosen, because I had to audition and all of that other stuff. And so for the people at Heartbeat Productions, shout out to Joy Wells and all those people over there, man, for them to choose me as one of the four people to represent, man, and be able to have that national exposure. So it's definitely a blessing. I've been funny for a long time, but now the world gets to funny for a long time.
Hey, look, look. Hey, now, so. If don't nobody believe you, you got to believe your damn self. You know what I'm saying? So, look. Hey, So, look, shout out to all that. That's great success, brother. And you did mention that you're a writer, man. I'll read your pieces in So F and Dope magazine. Guys, if you don't know about So F and Dope
proud
magazine,
sponsor of the review.
Proud sponsor of the review. Go check out my boys. Also, two young men that went to the University of Southern Mississippi to the top.
We out here, man.
That's right. I started a new hashtag, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter when I refer to Southern Miss. I do Southern Miss to the top in all caps like everybody else does. But I also hashtag we do it all. Because we do, man. We got cats out here doing everything, man. So as far as you writing, man, where did that come from? If you ain't checked it out, man, you got to read some Merc's pieces. It's called The Mercenary Chronicles. It's dope as shit. I read the last one you did. It's fresh on my brain. You know, in the morning time when I wake up, you know, I got to take my morning glory. But that's also my reading time. You know what I'm saying? My time to read my little scriptures. And,
what he's saying, reviewers, is he's taking a nice, healthy shit, right, and he needs reading material.
And I sit and I read. All right, on my phone. That's the time to do it, right? So the last one I read was about you taking your break from social media, man, which was fucking great. It was a mental cleanse that you took for 30 days, I believe you said it was. What brought about that, man? What made you feel like, man, I need to get the hell away from this shit? I know why, because I need to do the same shit. But,
exactly.
What brought that about, bro?
Well, honestly, man, that shit is like, it becomes really like, it starts to control all the shit that you got going on. Like, waking up, first thing you're doing is, you know, you're hitting your snooze, and then you're checking your social media,
right,
and all that other stuff. And like, it has its pros and its cons, but, you know, that can't be like the primary thing that you're doing with your life. So for me, I was just on that shit too much. That's pretty much what it was. I was on it too much. That's all it was. So I fast at the beginning of the year every year. So this particular time, I just decided, well, you know what? Let me take a break from social media and, you know, just kind of not be on that shit. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't like all the way off of it at first. Like, okay, I got off my Facebook, but I kept my Instagram.
He wasn't posting, but he was lurking.
Right.
But I wasn't, right? Exactly. I wasn't posting. But then I got off my Instagram, but I kept my Snapchat. And I was like, you know what? You cheat. You gotta get off all this shit. It's like cheating on your dad.
Right.
You know? Cold turkey.
So, I just got off all of it. Man, it was actually really good. It was a really good thing. I did realize that my phone is dry as fuck without social media.
Yeah,
I read talk that about too. It.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, like, nobody, my mama didn't even call me. Like,
damn.
I called my mama and she texted me back and asked me what I want.
Whoa.
Well,
hilarious.
And I'm like, you know what? That's all right. I mean, that's okay. I pay the bill. I'm going to make sure I get it cut off this month.
Cold blooded.
Oh, look. Wow. That's just a testament to life today, man. Like, social media has become the communication line for people that know each other, that see each other every day. Like, you know, and I read a piece in your article, The Mercenary Chronicles, is that, like, people won't respond to your text, but then they'll comment on a post that you put on Facebook or Instagram. And it's like, what the fuck?
Right.
Don't answer your phone call like you said. Your mama text you back. Like, like, this is what we're doing today.
Your mama text me back. It's crazy. It's like, we even let that stuff kind of like dictate our conversations now. It's like, we start our conversations off with, did you see what happened on Facebook?
That's right.
Did you see what happened on Instagram? Man. It's like, damn.
The knowledge.
Nah, I ain't looking at shit today.
Right.
You know, somebody, you know, just got shot outside your house. You know that?
Right.
It's just like, you know,
but you stay in the house and comment on it.
Right.
Jesus Christ. They're bleeding out, but you're like, oh, you see what happened? You're fucking typing. Like, they're dying in front of your driveway.
Typing about a video this moment right outside your door. Right. Knocking on your door.
Jesus
dying.
Christ. Now, Merc, this before you go into our next segment here, this is what I want to know. Because this is the first time we really got to speak. And obviously, from one comedian to another, we can both appreciate the grind. And that's dope with what you've been able to do from, like you said, a location that isn't necessarily a hotbed for the industry. So, speaking of social media and how it relates to comedy, I'm curious to know, like, how you kind of find your foothold as far as getting more fans and getting more people in tune. Because obviously, me being out here, I get to perform at the Comedy Store and Flappers and some of the major clubs and get connected with stuff like Laugh Tracks and other opportunities. Whereas you're out there, and obviously it's kind of a, you know, it's sort of, I guess you maybe would call it like a big fish in a small pond type deal. So how does that resonate for you as you grow your comedy career, and you know how that plays with social media and just kind of the grind and being not in a quote unquote industry area?
Yeah, well, like for here, social media it's really essential, because that's how you guys get to see us.
Right.
That's how people outside of Mississippi get to see us. So it's important to kind of keep. It's a lot of pressure on you to keep content out there. Whatever you do, I mean, if you get the videos or whatever, writing or whatever you do, it's important that you have that stuff out there so people can have something to go by. Because, like, you know, for us, it's not like I can't just go get time at the club, because there's no comedy club here, really. So,
right.
It's not like I can just go to a club and say, all right, yo, let me just get 5-10 minutes, whatever. Mm. You know, I really got to grind. Or even here, we have a lot of people, we create shows. Like, we have to create shows that aren't available. So, like, there's a venue that, like I said, it may be a Mexican restaurant, but we turn it into an open mic.
Right. There you go.
It's one of those things you just got to do. You got to do what you got to do if you want it bad enough, you know. I mean, you know, you might carpool with boy, your partner's thing, put your little money together, you know, put some gas in the car. We all sleeping in one room, and we hit the road, go to Dallas, go to Atlanta, or wherever we can go, and try to get out there and network and hit those stages and connect with those people as well, too. Because it's really, of course, I know you know, it's really all about the connections and the relationships, man. So, honestly, without social media, I don't particularly know if I would be as far as I am now.
Right.
So I do appreciate it. But I do appreciate, like, being here in Mississippi, because it does teach you how to grind on this particular level. Because, like, if you appreciate this grind like this, then you get a chance to go out to California and all those other places. You know, I'm already used to getting it out of the mud, so when I get out to California, you know, it's not going to be anything for me to go out there and do what I got to do. You know, at the end of the day, I got to be funny. That's number one.
Facts.
So if I show up and super I'm bummed, and then, you know, it's especially like if you're going out to California, if you go up to places like that, a lot of times, man, you're not getting multiple opportunities. Like, you only get one opportunity because it's 7 million people out there trying to be funny, too.
Right.
Really, really funny people, like hilarious people. And so, you know, it makes you really study your craft and work on your craft and try to be the best version of you that you can be, because, I mean, that's especially being from here, that's what you kind of got to be. You know, hey, I already know what the bottom is. I'm here.
Right.
So I have something to shoot for being out there. But yeah, I'm great with social media, man. Without social media, I wouldn't have known about the Kevin Hart edition. I didn't even know about him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about him at all.
Right.
I happened to be scrolling my Facebook one day, and I saw that Heart of the City was coming to Jackson, Mississippi, and I was talking to my lady, and I said, because at the time, like, I was doing stand-up, but I wasn't just really, really dedicate myself to it the way that I should have. I've been hosting shows for about 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know, I said, should I try out this? Because, like, they tagged every comedian in the city except me.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only comedian that I could not get tagged.
Uh-oh.
And so, you know, I felt some kind of way about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I would.
Hell yeah. What you mean?
Yeah, I felt some kind of, and I don't think it was personal or anything like that, but, you know, I'm a man, I got an ego, so I took it that way.
Mm-hmm.
fuck it, think so, it's personal, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Think it's personal, I would.
Yep.
So, I was like, you know what, should I try this? And I was like, you know, why not? I don't have a damn thing to lose. I got a degree. I'm going to work tomorrow if this shit don't work out.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll be fine. So I said, you know what, let me go and try out. Let me put together the best 7 to 8 minutes that I feel like I have, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Luckily, it happened.
And it happened, you know what I'm saying?
That's dope as hell. I mean, it was that easy for you to just be able to. I mean, and that's a testament to, you know, like you said, the hard work, where it's literally you just going to try out and you actually showing off your talent. Because that's why I tell, you know, different cats that come in from out of town all the time, where it's like the advantage that you have being from wherever you're from that isn't a quote unquote industry town is like you're actually forced to touch the people. Whereas in LA, a lot of times we're performing really in front of like the industry and like other comedians and stuff. So like it's different because you already know what do comedians do when something's funny? They don't actually laugh. They just say hilarious. They say shit like that. They don't actually laugh. Yeah. Whereas you're touching people who are clocking in and clocking out at work. Exactly. They're trying to have a drink, take their lady out for a date, and have a genuine laugh.
About the day, you know what
so, out here, it's like it's a lot of arms folded, and like don't get me wrong, like I do my thing, and a lot of my peers do, but it's just a different vibe because this is a place where you sharpen, you know, steel sharpens steel. You're around the best people that come from all over, like you said. But it's different where you can actually, like you said, be in the trenches and touch the people and build a fan base of actual people that are going to consume comedy. So by the time you get out here, no matter how it plays in LA, you can always get your gigs in other parts of the country. So to that end, wrapping up before we get to the next segment, in terms of like what has kind of transpired for you having gone through that experience with the trying out and making it through and all that, how has that changed your comedy life from that experience?
Well, it honestly made me work hard. I don't think that I was really grateful for the opportunity, but I was really understanding of the fact that the work started right then and at that particular point. And so, like, just to go back to what you were saying about, like, actually being out there and being able to touch the people, man, like, it's a beautiful feeling when you got, you know, 300 people in a room and 200 of them are coming to support you, and you know all 200 of those people, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's just like, you know, like, man, because you know how it is, man, when you're out here grinding, man, you know, you get a little down on yourself, you do, as an artist. It happens. It is what it is. But you know, man, that you know that you got people out there who really believe in what you're doing, and you know, you may not be where you want to be, but they still see you at your maximum, even when you don't. Enough right there is motivation to still go out there and keep, you know, being as funny as you can be, like that, because, like, you know, there's a lot of comedians out there who are naturally funny people. I've always been a funny person, but I had to study the art and the craft of stand-up to learn.
Turning it into a performance.
Exactly.
Turn it into a performance, because it's completely different. Trust me.
Reviewers.
Let me say this though.
Yep.
Nobody has ever. Let me say this. I've never done a show and a crowd has been quiet. I can say that. Now, if that ever happens, I might quit.
Right. That's brutal.
But I did get booed, so that let me know that I can at least get some sort of reaction.
You ain't living till you got booed. You ain't living till you got booze or, you know what I love personally? Because I can still get my laughs, even if it's not the best set. I love groans, because you know you're onto something when you make people groan, because you're touching a nerve. Because as Merc knows and reviewers and as JB knows, all of us got friends that are funny as shit when you're hanging out with them. But if you push them up on stage, they get that flop sweat after 2 minutes. They'd be like, it's a different animal, man. You got to have your shit crafted.
Merc, when I told a story last time when Queen Janae was on with us. Last time, we were meeting with Big Wayne one day watching some game. We watched. Man, we just went up there one Sunday and watched football, right? So we're up there having a good time, and Vinny's up there, and then a couple guys that he knows, comedian wise, funny guys out here. Like, and so I'm telling stories just about life, you know what I'm saying? So the guy's like, "Oh my god, bro, you're funny as shit. You should come out and do an open mic and yada yada yada." I said, "No." I said, "I know my place. I know my place, bro."
Like old boy's dad from Friday. I don't know why you come out here messing with these people.
No, I don't need that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that shit.
No, like, I'm not with it.
Don't let these people pump you up.
No, that's not right.
You're funny as a motherfucker. Like, Bridget, you always been funny.
Hey, yo, but Merc, tell me if I'm wrong, though. Merc, tell me if I'm wrong. It'd be priceless shoving JB up there and watching somebody try to heckle him. Oh, man. That would be priceless.
I couldn't handle DeAndre's motherfucker trying to go
right.
Get out
of him. You suck. Fucking smash a bottle over somebody's head. Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
I don't think anybody's going to be hexing Jerry Rick. I don't know. That dude's 6'4", 300-some pounds. And ain't nobody.
Right, cat-like reflexes.
If they do heckle him, I don't think they're going to heckle him out loud.
Yeah, there's going to be some mental heckling going on.
Mm-hmm. You goddamn right.
Oh, look, man, that's been a great first segment. Yeah. Hey, we about to go to a commercial break, man. You know
I heard he said he took a trip to Wakanda. I heard that was what he was. That's something we need to talk about for the reviewers.
Saying? Yeah, we got to top it up on the next segment coming up. We're gonna talk a little bit more about Wakanda, your experience in Wakanda, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a second, man. You listen to the JB and Benny Blue review. Appreciate you guys.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. What's up, listeners of The Review? Are you searching for the dopest independent artist that might not have a million subscribers on YouTube or hundreds of thousands of followers on social media, but have star-level talent? Look no further than the new So Effin' Dope magazine. Head over to SoEffinDopeMagazine.com, that's SoEffinDopeMagazine.com, to submit your story today, and make sure to follow them at SoEffinDopeMagazine, that's SoEffinDopeMagazine, for updates on their upcoming print issue.
All right, reviewers, we are back. JB and Benny Blue Review, jbandbennyblurreview.com. Yeah. Make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. and iTunes. And give us a 5-star rating, please.
Hey.
That's how we get up these charts, baby.
Man, look, follow us on Instagram,
yes.
Twitter.
At JB and Benny Blue. Yes. On YouTube as well.
On
subscribe.
On YouTube, man. Subscribe to us. Give us that. Hell, like us. Dislike us. Leave comments.
Take it all. It's all don't attention. You know what I'm saying? All attention.
As long as you're there.
For that spotlight.
That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate the love, man. Everybody that's watching us on IG Live right now.
Yeah, IG Live. Shout out. Valerie, shout out. All the fans always check us out on IG Live.
All followers on IG, man.
Yeah.
Checking out our content, man. We got I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. We got a funny ass IG page, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
We give you a nice little buffet of what you need.
You got some funny shit going on the IG page, man. If you ain't on it, check it out. If you are on it, refer a friend to it, man. You know what I'm saying? Get us up. Get us going. You know what I'm saying?
Funny. Yes. It really is.
And that's coming from a funny man.
That's online. Coming from a funny fucking guy. You know what I'm saying? The voice you hear is my guy, Merk B. Williams. You know what I'm saying? He's with us right now. Now, Merk B, you have just recently took a trip to Wakanda, if you will.
Wakanda. Right?
Wakanda, you know what I'm saying? As people don't know, that is the land of the Black Panther. And T'Challa, you know what I'm saying? King T'Challa, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And King Killmore. Black Panther, the movie, is what we're talking about. My guy, Murray B, just had a chance to watch the movie. Now, we're not going to go too deep into it, because me and Benny ain't seen it.
Yeah, full disclosure, reviewers, right. We haven't seen it.
We ain't seen it yet. You know I ain't had a chance. I got kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? I got all kind of shit going on.
I haven't seen it yet.
I started a company. Yeah. I got too much shit going on.
Yeah, we're big. We're making moves, all right?
We making money moves. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cardi B.
Hey.
I'm not mad at you. I just happen to have an off day, so I said, you know,
there it is.
Let me check out the movie while I got
So what I want to know, Mark, like the movie itself, there's so much buzz around the movie, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, and I had nothing but heard nothing number great things, but I had a beef with the movie, and not the movie per se, but I had a beef with the people. Right. Mm. Now here was my beef with the people. If anybody saw my first episode of JB's Pillow Talk, then they'll know what I'm talking about right now.
New content.
Shout out new content. So. Our minorities, and I'm not saying black people, our minorities came out in droves to see this movie. Even fucking lower class white people were in there thick.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Hell, even middle class white people, because they're like, what the fuck is this shit about? Right. They want to know. So they're in there. So, man, look, they're in there, right? 200 some odd million the first 3 days this movie did.
Yeah.
Beautiful
big
thing.
Shit.
But guess what? Why in the fuck is Donald Trump our president right now? That just showed me as a minority and as a mass, as a group of people, we can do numbers. Mm-hmm. All right. So shout out to the movie Black Panther. I want to get your take on the movie. I want to get your take on the culture, the movement that is the Black Panther, man. How did you feel about it when you heard about it, when you read about it before you even went to see it? What was your take on it, man?
Well, I was excited about it, even, you know, of course, you know, a year or so ago when they started them, well, 2 years ago when they started them, I was excited about it then when I found out it was coming out. The movie is absolutely amazing. It's really good. I'm actually going to go back and see it again.
Right.
I'm going to watch kids to see too. So you know, and it definitely, you know, it definitely highlights minority black folk, really, because that's what's in the movie.
Right.
A bunch of black people. There are a lot of little innuendos there that you can pick up on in the movie as well too. But you have to, I'm trying not to say anything without, I'm trying to say it without saying.
Right,
there
right.
are a lot of, there's a lot of small little nuances in the movie that you pick up on that correlate to a lot of things that are going on right now. I was just really excited about people getting out and supporting it. Yeah, I know it sucks that we, you know, don't go to the polls, but we'll go and support a movie. Yeah, it sucks that African Americans are the number one consumers in the world, but we don't own anything. Yeah, all of that stuff sucks. I know. We mm-hmm. know all of that mm-hmm. and all of that mm-hmm. stuff. It's upset. It is. But, you know, we can sit here and we can talk about all the issues, talk about all the problems.
Right.
But let's just start from a good place and a positive place. At least this could be the start of something to say that, you know, if we can all come together towards one goal. And I'm not just saying, I mean, of course, primarily African-American people, but there were a lot of races and a lot of cultures in there as well, too. And they really got a chance to see a lot of what Africa really is. Because historically, that's what Africa is.
Right. I mean,
of course, Wakanda is fictional.
Right.
But Africa is that historically, the land of kings, queens, gold, and all kinds of stuff. So it's a start.
Right.
It's a start. And so I'm happy about that. And so, like, if that effectuates a change in a broader scope of things, I'm all the way here.
No, I'm loving it. Like, you know, and I'm seeing the brothers and the sisters walking around with their dashikis on and their African get-ups, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when James Brown made the song on Black and I'm Proud, right? This is how this movie hit us.
It felt good, mm-hmm. man.
Right.
It felt good. You know, and you know what? Fuck all the haters who out there talking. You know, because there's people out there hate. They was hating why they dressing up and beating drums
and
coming to the movies. Look, hey, look, we don't say shit. So none of these people dressed up like Yoda.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's been more Obi-Wan Kenobi right. motherfuckers running around this bitch.
Say shit. Yeah. All these Chewbacca looking like. Let us be getting Black History Month. We should get a pass.
And I mean, shout in front of the show, Calais Campbell.
Shout out to the real Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's real. That's real though, Mark. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was just feeling the whole vibe, the sense of pride that black people had to go see this movie. And like I said, seeing on IG people dressing up, you know what I'm saying? And then they had the one video where the dance crew came out the movie theater and they did like the whole little dance thing and it was beautiful. It's still beautiful.
Folks was out here, man. Like even here in Jackson, man, where I'm located, man, they had, you know, troops and people dancing before the movies, man, and they had like after party, like you know, black folk gonna have an after party.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a reception.
Black Panther after party.
Woo-hoo.
And I was like, oh shit, that's like
after party by the concession stand.
Man. No, it was actually a spot here. They threw after party, man.
You know,
serving Wakandan punch.
All
that
shit, man. Okay.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about,
baby. I'm just like, we're going to throw a party. We're going
to
do that.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's our cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It was real cool, man. The movie is really good. For the people out there who haven't seen it, by all means, you know, make it a point to go and see it. I personally am about to clean out my entire refrigerator freeze, man. Because,
bruh,
I got to get on that Killmonger workout.
There you go.
Ah.
Hey, you can get on the Killmonger workout. Look, when you get out here, my guy Corey Callier is Michael B's trainer. You know what I'm saying? Or you can get on the workout.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For a nominal fee.
For a nominal fee. That gluten-free life, Merc.
For a nominal fee. We can get your ass real Michael B's right. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? If you come out here once, when you do get out here, you're going to come to the Mecca of personal training.
I went to the movie with my lady, right? And so, you know, I would like to think that I am a pretty desirable guy. I would like to think, you know, I work out.
That's a good special title, Mark.
There you go.
I would like to think that I'm, you know, attractive. And so, we sitting in the movie, man, and so, you know, Killmonger, in this particular scene, you know, he takes the shirt off, whatever. And so, I'm
Wow.
So, I have, now keep in mind that I haven't even looked at Spring yet. I'm looking at her. And so, like, now the scene went on for a good 15, 20 minutes. So I turn around to look at what she was looking at. And I before I could catch my dog, like, goddamn, I could be George Fattenhead. I said that.
Wow.
I said, I was like, oh.
A man comfortable with his sexuality. Hilarious. Oh, man.
Before I could kiss myself, it came out.
Man.
And so, I said, baby, I looked at her, I said, you know what? I'm sorry for the way that I looked at you, because the way that nigga looked, if I was you, I would
look at you. Wow.
I got to get on that workout so she can look at me the way she looks at my feet.
Right, that's all good. You know, it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? Cats getting in there, do their thing, man. That's to be admired, man. Hey, these cats, I always say about, like, guys like The Rock and Vin Diesel and all these guys that play these action roles. Like, hey, they really put in the work, man. Look the way they look, man. So shout out to them, man. But yeah, shout out to Mike B, man. I know what he went through for that one. You know what I'm saying? I know what he went through for Creed.
Remember when you could be fat and out of shape and be famous?
That's when Biggie was rapping, bro. That was, you know, you can't. You
yeah,
know.
That was a minute ago, Merc.
Yeah, that's when Biggie was out. You know what I'm saying? And we talked about that in one of the episodes too, man.
Bro, it's tough. You gotta be. If you're a comedian, you got to work out. Like, you gotta be fit.
I'm telling you, hey, I'm lean and mean. I got my stage presence. You know what I mean? You gotta have fucking jokes and abs. It's a fact.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Have a little barrel chest going on. You know what I'm saying? Some big shoulders.
Yep.
I'm like, I just got the joke down. I
gotta
be fine too.
Right. You gotta be LL Cool J on stage telling jokes, nigga.
Right. Wow.
I'm stressed out. I was like, I got to be fine and funny. Like, y'all, they want to. But yeah, that dude. Trust me, it'll make you want
to
get your life right
when you
see
it. Oh,
yeah. Nice.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Man.
Hey, well, look, man, Burke, it's been a pleasure, man, to have you on the show. Tell the people what you got going on.
Where can they find you? All that good stuff.
Tell the people where your social media handles are, man. Let us know what's up with you, man.
Yeah, the social media is at Merc B. Williams. That's MercBWilliams. And on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope. But you can actually catch me on Periscope every Wednesday morning. 7:45 a.m. You can catch me every morning on Periscope. It's Lab Your Way to Work Wednesday. So I come on for about 30 minutes, 1 hour before people go to work. And basically, you know what I'm saying, I give like my top three or top five random things or whatever I'm talking about that morning.
Nice.
You know, get people over the hump, man, get people started on the positive note, man, getting up in the morning. So ain't nothing wrong with a good laugh. Some good laughter in the morning, and you can go back and watch it over and over again.
That's
so
right.
I post it to Facebook and other places as well too. So I got that going on. Of course, you mentioned So Effing Dope as well too. Shout out to Corey and Mike.
Shout out
and all those guys.
You AKA Unique Image. You know what I'm saying?
Friends of the show.
You're right. AKA Unique Image.
You know what I'm saying?
So, shout out to them guys, man, for the mid to the top. I appreciate
always
them for the opportunity. Actually, Corey was the first person to know that I was actually right before I started doing anything. And
okay.
So he actually contacted me and was like, yo, man, you want to write for the magazine? And I was like, okay, cool. And for me, it was like, well, yeah, let me write for the magazine because, you know, that would motivate me and make me, you know, hold me accountable for writing material too.
Right.
So now I got to write.
Beautiful.
Because I got to beat this deadline, so I'm going to write again.
Beautiful.
But it's been a blessing, man. People have been enjoying it. I've been getting a lot of good feedback from it as well too. So I'm writing for So Effing Dope magazine. I do have a web show as well too, based here out of Jackson, called Late Night Jackson.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. You can just follow Late Night Jackson on YouTube and find that. The guys under the Late Night umbrella, which is the Round Table podcast, an amazing podcast of some dope dudes as well too. So I frequent on there from time to time.
Okay.
I'm traveling and doing shows. I'm gonna be hitting up a lot of comedy festivals this year. We got some things working. I can't say anything yet because it's not all the way official.
Right, right.
But once those things become official, then you'll see that on my social media and all of that stuff as well, too. And that's about it, man.
Making plays, Merk.
Yeah. Making plays, baby. Metro Boomin making plays. Listen,
I'm going to be out there. I'm actually going to be out there, man, out your way this summer. I'm going to be out there this summer. I think I got Dallas around July. And I'm
going to
California. I'm
just
going to actually come out there all of August. So I'm going to be out there all of August, man. I'm trying to hit every room that I can hit.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Let us know. And all that stuff. So it's the, you know, I'm going to call it, because that's my motto, man, going from local to legendary. So I'm going to call it the local to legendary tour. So
all right.
I'm going to go to different states, man, and hit every club I can hit, man. And
oh, shit.
And connect with anybody I can connect with, man. Like, I'm just trying to spread this money, man, and build this brand and, you know, try to get my mom out of the
business. That's what I'm talking
about. He's speaking into existence. This might be the opportunity to take the podcast on the road.
There you go.
See, this podcast be the opener.
See, that's the thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
We've been talking about it.
Hey, look. Let's do it. Like, anything that's about progression and positivity and making people laugh, and bring some awareness to whatever's going on in the world, man. I'm here for it. I'm all about people that's trying to get it, man. You gotta get yourself around some doers. Not people who wanna do, not people who think they can do, but folks who just don't do.
Exactly.
That's the people that you gotta be around. Because this is a do year. 2018 is a do year.
That's so right.
If you ain't doing it, you gotta get out of the way.
All offense, no defense.
All gas, baby. Uh-huh. All gas.
No brakes, goddamn.
Damn, no brakes, man. It's
too long, so.
Hell yeah.
And Benny can attest to it as well, too. Like, man, there is no better time to be a comedian than right now.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Times are tough.
Best time.
Yep. We need the laughs.
This is the best time ever to be a comedian, especially if you're trying to, you know, progress your brand. And, you know, you easy to work with, cool to work with. I'm cool with everybody. I don't have no enemies. I ain't got no... I don't even understand how comedians have beef.
Right.
We all out here making people
laugh. You can't in comedy. There's too many of us. There's too many of us. Even if you don't like someone, you gotta keep it pushing and just keep doing your work. Cause yeah, man, you can't get caught up in all that, as you know. So yeah, man, you're moving and shaking. You obviously have our support here from the review and the reviewers out there. So
right.
Yeah, man, when you're out here, we'll definitely link. We'll definitely do shows, and we will as much as I don't like the word build, we'll definitely build.
Yeah,
so yeah, man, good things to come.
No, Merk, man.
Yeah, I'm 20 followers from 4,000, so I need 20 of y'all followers.
Reviewers, help them out.
Reviewers, shout out, man. Get on my boy's train, man. The boy's doing great things. He's moving, you know what I'm saying? We doing what the doers do, you know what I'm saying? Moving how the movers move. Whatever you want to say, however you want to call it, whatever bullshit cliche you want to use,
hey.
We're doing all that shit,
yep.
Okay? JB and Benny Blue, we mashing them out with Merk.
Yep.
So Infant Dope Magazine. You know what I'm saying?
Proud sponsor, friends of the show. Shout out. The review is back. Shout out to IG Live. It's a big shout once again to Merk for joining us. Yeah, man. JB and Benny Blue Review. Yeah, let's get it.
All right.
What's up, review listeners? Are you hungry for food puns? Let Pun Pantry bust your gut and feed your funny bone with their hilarious pop culture and food-based merchandise and content. Pun Pantry serves up t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, magnets, and more, featuring designs such as Notorious BLT, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Frying Nemo, and many more. Visit their shop at punpantry.com, that's punpantry.com, and use our promo code JBandBenny20 for a delicious 20% off any product. Dig in.